So, origin story, this novel I'm supposed to turn in the next 3 weeks, and that I'm desperately trying to finish up right now, is set in a small southern town. It's the kind of place that has a Black Baptist church and a white Baptist church, and where the neighborhoods and schools are mostly still divided by skin color. You know that town. Atlanta, in some ways, is still that town. The narrator is a white woman. She's pregnant with a mixed-race baby, and of the four adults that I would consider main characters, two are Black and two are white. Like I said, I'm almost done, so I handed huge chunks of the draft to a couple of my beta readers to get a little bit of feedback before it goes to my editor and my agent. And they both liked it. It was positive. It was heartening. But neither of them came away with a clear physical picture of either of my two Black main characters, even though I can see them both very, very clearly in my head. I mean, very clearly. When I have an idea of a character, like a very clear picture, I'll go on the internet and look at pictures trying to find people who match, just to get that physicality really set. And I'll refer back to those pictures as I'm writing. So I know, for example, that one of the characters in Origin Story looks a lot like an actor named Byron James. You probably don't know Byron James. He's never been in a feature film. He's had a few guest spots on some TV shows. I just found him on the internet when I was looking at pictures for a face that looked like the face that was already in my head. So it's not a matter of not knowing. I was gun-shy of describing them, and I felt a little bit ashamed of myself for that. Why should I be leery of that? They look like what they look like. But as I went through trying to find places to seed in that sort of seamless description where you come away with a good, strong physical sense of a person without stopping the narrative, I found myself being really careful. I just didn't want to fall into any stereotypes. And there's a lot out there. So I started researching this. Do you know, there's a Tumblr blog that has been running for quite a few years called Writing with Color. And there's a panel of editors who are African American, Asian, and mixed race, and they answer questions from writers of all races about how to describe characters of color. They get tons of really specific questions from writers of all races, so many that they have an FAQ, and they ask you to check it because likely they've come across your question before and the answer's already up there. They got so many hair questions, for example, that they have a whole page dedicated to lists of good words to use when describing various types of hair. They have another long section where it's just links to different literary tropes and stereotypes that people often write into that you need to be avoiding. I spent quite a bit of time there. I'm a huge believer that if I'm writing outside my experience, and I often do, I need to do it as respectfully as I can. That means interviews and reading and research. Here's something I learned. Describing characters of color can be difficult even if you are a writer of color. I read a really interesting essay by Morgan Jerkins, an African-American writer. The title of the essay is Writing While Black, and it's on Literary Hub if you want to go and read the whole thing, and I think you should. It's wonderful. She addresses the problem of writing descriptively about characters of color, about race, and she says, if I wrote Vivian as a light-skinned Black woman, like me, would I be reinforcing white supremacist beauty standards, subconsciously making it easier for a white reader to sympathize with the character because of skin color? But if I made Vivian darker-skinned, would I be operating out of fear of criticism from the African-American community? The written beauty of a character is political. Even more so for a Black woman in prose who, as a character, has traditionally existed in the margins. In the American imagination, the Black woman, whether light-skinned or dark, is already a sexualized entity, a character upon which so many stereotypes are projected. And she goes on to say later, I thought about the color brown a lot, all of its cliches and comparisons, chestnut, mahogany, burnt umber? No. Calling a black person burnt is an insult. And how to describe a handsome black man? Chocolate, despite its overuse, is always tempting as an easy shorthand for desirability, but no. I agree. No chocolate. No coffee with varying degrees of cream put in. Here's the best thing I found. BuzzFeed has an article about this very issue right now in their book section called If White Characters Were Described Like People of Color in Literature. And the subtitle is Welcome to the Mocha Chocolate Coffee Bean Exotic Butterscotch Caramel Cinnamon Cafe Olay side of town. And then it has a bunch of lines from imaginary books, things like He traced his fingers along her supple cauliflower skin. Or, his skin glistened in the sun like a glazed donut, the glaze part, not the donut. My favorite, I think, comes at the very end. For the first time in his life, he found himself imagining a future together with someone. He was embarrassed to tell her this, but he had never really been in love with the women he had dated. Well, who would play me in this rom-com of your life? She teasingly inquired. You have such beautiful olive skin, he crooned. So you can be a person of color or racially ambiguous in the book, but definitely a white woman in the movie. Okay, ATL. If you missed all of my local events when I was touring for The Opposite of Everyone, well, I'm doing an encore. One of my favorite local venues is Margaret Mitchell House. I'll be there June 21st at 7 p.m. talking and answering questions, and I hope I'll see you there. For WABE, I'm Jocelyn Jackson.